The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We all learn as we grow up that we don't really grow up. It's just that our toys get bigger. And that's how Randy Stenger came up with his genius idea.
We were driving by a construction site several years ago, and my oldest, I think was 8 or 9 at the time, he's like, "Dad, wouldn't it be fun to go play in that stuff?" I'm like, "Heck yeah." And that's really where the idea was born.
And so he started building sandboxes for grown-ups. How does a grown-up have fun in a sandbox?
Oh!
That sounds about right. More after this from Charlie. A new kind of outdoor adventure seems to be catching on. Letting adults use real construction equipment to move dirt around in a safe place where it doesn't matter if you screw up. And if that sounds like fun, turns out it is.
It was really fun, much more fun than I expected.
I mean, this is every guy's dream, right?
Like being a kid again?
Absolutely, like being a kid again. You gotta love it.
It's called the Extreme Sandbox. It started in Minnesota and has since expanded to Texas, where CBS's Don Champion got behind the controls of the giant Komatsu excavator.
With experts guiding the way,
we're going to open that bucket up.
People can operate all sorts of heavy equipment.
Put the teeth into the ground.
Including me. I got a chance to dig in the dirt.
Woo-hoo! That's your first scoop of Texas dirt here.
Oh, yeah.
Extreme Sandbox began with construction equipment, but has since expanded to include a fire engine that can shoot water at 1,500 gallons a minute. And you don't have to limit yourself to shooting water or just moving dirt. In fact, you can arrange to use the excavator to crush a car or bite into the roof and rip it completely apart.
Oh, nice. I think
Oh boy.
Yeah, you can see why it's become popular for those corporate team building events. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.